cold and braw the north did blow, bleak in the morning early. All the trees were hid with snow, covered with winter fearly. As I came riding o'er the slough, I met with a farmer's daughter. Rosy cheeks and bonny brow, good faith made my mouth to water. Down I veiled my bonnet low, meaning to show my breeding. She returned a graceful bow, her visage far exceeding. I asked her where she went so soon, and longed to begin a parley. She told me to the next market town, a purpose to sell her barley. In this purse, sweet soul, said I, 20 pounds lies fairly. Seek no farther want to buy, for eyes take all thy barley. 20 more shall purchase delight, thy person I love so dearly. If thou wilt lick by me all night, and gang home in the morning early. If 40 pounds would buy the globe, this thing I'd not do, sir. Or were my friends a poor as Job, I'd never raise them so, sir. For should you prove tonight, my friend, we'd get a young kid together, and you'd be gone ere 9 months' end. And where shall I find the father? Pray, what would my parents say if I should be so silly to give my maidenhead away and lose my true love, Billy? Oh, this would bring me to disgrace, and therefore I say you nay, sir. And if that you would me embrace, first marry and then you may, sir. I told her I had wedded in 40 years and longer, else I'd chase her for my queen and tie the knot yet stronger. She bid me then no farther roam, but manage my wedlock fairly, and keep my purse for poor spouse at home, for some other should have her barley. Then as swift as any roe, she rode away and left me. After her I could not go, of joy she quite bereft me. Thus I myself did disappoint, for she did live me fairly. My words knocked all things out of joint, I lost both the maid and the barley.